This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Thanksgiving Eve, and we are live. We being me, Ian.
And Chris Cantwell.
ChristopherCantwell.com is his website. Chris, what do listeners find when they go to ChristopherCantwell.com? What's the latest there?
The latest there is a collection of racist tweets about the Ferguson demonstrations. And by racist, I mean anti-white and black supremacist sort of tweets that implying that just race pimping crap from Ferguson, basically.
What's your goal with that?
I have said before on this program
that
I get really angry with how obsessed with race people are in this country. I think that the thing going on in Ferguson, I mean, the first thing that you see in that list of tweets is, well, if you support this grand jury, then you're supporting white supremacy, was the first tweet that I put up there. And I think that that's ridiculous, you know, that a strong-armed robber gets shot in the street, and that I say that the guy who shot the strong-armed robber shouldn't go to prison. That makes me a white supremacist. I think that's really offensive. So I decided to...
I don't believe you're a white supremacist or anything like that. I mean, you grew up in Long Island. You had friends of all kinds of colors.
Yeah, exactly. I was right around the corner from Brentwood. I would frequently buy drugs in Harlem, and, you know... So it's a ridiculous thing, but I'm just talking about what people were saying about Ferguson. I mean, if you followed the hashtag Ferguson on the night of that they announced that there would be no indictment in the case, it was all about race. And the other hashtag that started trending was Black Lives Matter, and telling people, hey, you better realize that Black Lives Matter, black president. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? There's a black president. He was elected mostly by white people. And you people think that what the whites are just out to get you. I'm like, this is absolutely sickening. There was one tweet that I had. There was a guy said, you know, we're not going to keep on taking this from this system. You hear that, you people in power, a.k.a. white men? And so I tweeted a reply to him as a picture of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton laughing, you know, because he doesn't seem to be too well informed about who's in power these days. So this is the most recent thing that's up there. I spent most of the day today trying to get money out of my website.
I get the, you know, I guess I can understand the frustration, but it seems like a lot of people have gone down the wrong road. And when you said you people, I don't think you meant black people. You meant the people who were tweeting.
It's mostly white liberals that I'm actually angry with, mm-hmm. right? It's white people who are talking. There's a number of tweets in there that said, you know, look, white people have our concerns too, but you know, black people are more important right now. Is one of the tweets. I was like, are you sick?
How about human beings are just important?
Exactly.
What about human lives are important?
Right.
Now I can understand why people in urban neighborhoods are upset with the police. There's a lot of good reasons they've got to be upset with the police. I mean, it's, you know, they've learned in a lot of places in urban areas to not talk to the police because they know the police are not their friends. They're likely to arrest people who are their family members, you know, arrest their brothers and arrest their sisters and uncles and, you know, all over the place. And so the police have really touched their lives in a real negative fashion. But unfortunately, some people have decided that the solution is to burn down Little Caesars and set Walgreens ablaze. And we can talk more about what happened. I'd like to do that because I don't know if they talked about it last night. Last night was my night off. And looking at the show notes from yesterday, I don't think they broached the subject of Ferguson. So I think
I don't know how you could have missed that.
I don't know
either.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it the night prior to that, right before. Like, literally, when we finished the show, a few minutes after that is when stuff started going crazy down there, and I was monitoring one of the live feeds for at least a couple of hours, and so I saw some of that stuff happen. Let's go first to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Pete. He's in California. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Well, I got to say that to that thing about the racism, I want them to read Romans chapter 2, verse 11. It says with the Lord, he doesn't care if you're a Jew, a Greek, slave, or free. It says there's no respect of persons with God. He didn't care what you look like. Either you're saved or you're not saved. These people, it's a spirit of division. It's a demonic spirit that wants to get race baiting and hate, you know, for what it's doing. And it's focusing the, it's one of the dictator's oldest tactics. They focus.
Could you tell me? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but could you tell me how you come to the conclusion that a demonic spirit is causing MSNBC to be a bunch of political opportunist race pimps?
Well, you know, that's what they're doing. It's behind it. Even though we can't see it and stuff, look at what, you know, have you ever...
That didn't answer the question. It never does.
No,
Can you rephrase that for him, Chris? We're not cutting you off. I'm saying you didn't answer the question. We're trying to have a conversation which requires... You know, one side asking a question and then the other side answering it, at least at this point. Chris, can you rephrase that? Maybe Pete can...
So what you said is that the reason that these race pimps in the media are trying to start a race war in Louisiana is because... Missouri? Is because of a demonic spirit. And I'm just interested to know how a demonic spirit entered our rational discussion.
How did it? Because, well, you don't have fear of God, obviously,
because
but being a conservative pastor and stuff, the Bible says that there's things you can't
see. You're a pastor?
You can't see. Of course I am.
You're a pastor, so like people actually show up and listen to you talk? Is that what are you trying to make us believe?
You don't have to. Just because you're a pastor doesn't mean somebody's going to listen to show up and listen to you. But
If you tickle people's ears, lies and sweet nothings, and tell them health, wealth, prosperity, they'll love you. If you speak out against evil and call this what it is, evil and of the devil, they hate you. They get mad. When I say,
where do you do your preaching, Pete? Pastor Pete, where do you do your preaching?
At the gay pride parade.
I want to see video footage.
I was the only person there. I could swear with the sign that says,
I want to see video footage. Where do you street preach in California?
Everywhere. The train, anywhere and everywhere I can. And you know what? It makes people mad. I tell the truth. When you preach the gospel the way it is, literal, you know, then people get mad. You say abortion is murder. You say drug abuse is idolatry. You say homosexuality is evil. You preach anything, any conservative Christianity, makes people mad.
How many of those people, by the way, would you like to hang? Idolaters, homosexuals, drug users, should all of them hang? Because you've called previously to say that you think gay people should hang. Should drug users hang?
The hanging thing, people are like, why do you advocate that? Why don't you read Leviticus 20, verse 13? It says,
no, I don't want to read that.
I've been cover to cover through
Pete.
That book.
I want to ask
you believe
Pete.
It?
I want, Pete, I want to ask you, not some old book. I want to know what you think. Should a drug user be hanged by Pete's morality? By Pete's system?
Are they using it for medicine because they're in pain or they have cancer?
No, they're using it to get high.
Okay, then that means that it's idolatry because it came from the Eastern world to channel demons. That's but also paleo. Why do you think that's funny?
Should they be hanged? You still haven't answered the question.
No, they should not be.
Okay, so hang the gays, but...
They should be hit with a stick in an open court. They should be given a trial, and then they should be by a jury of their peers. If they have done idolatry and smoke drugs and do what they do, they need to be hit with a stick 20
times.
Hit with a stick
20 times.
Something like that.
Okay, so hit the drug users with a stick, but gay people should be hanged. Is that right?
Of course. It's an abomination.
Haven't you ever read page 40 of Harry Potter before?
No, that's of the devil, and you know what? You think that's funny?
Harry
Potter's
of the devil.
Have you ever seen the 14th episode of Sesame Street? It's from the devil! It's from the devil! Have you ever seen 24? The devil!
Well, actually, you're right. Jim Henson, I talked to one of the... you know what? I talked
to somebody... Are you for real?
Are you
serious? I'm serious. He told me he used to do one of... I talked to one of the people that used to do the voice for Bert and Ernie and stuff, and the old days, and he told me that Jim Henson and Nate Burton need to be together. It has homosexual messages.
You hear Jim Henson was Satan.
You hear these stories. Have you ever heard the stories of like other talk shows like Mark Levin and stuff? They would like pay for fake callers and stuff. I've thought that was the case when I used to listen to Free Talk Live.
No,
but it's like,
never,
no, he can't.
Never.
He can't come up with this stuff. Like, this is a real lunatic from California. This is the only way to explain
it. Hey, Pete, can we find your street preaching online? Is there a YouTube channel?
Well, you know, I'm currently building one, but let me tell you something.
Yeah. All right, well, let us know when he gets together. Let us know when he gets together. You don't actually have to build a channel. You just go and sign up for it. You just go and, you know, got a Google account.
You can even make a few bucks, and, you know, maybe if you get some of them views coming in, you make a few dollars, and then when you go and you street preach, you won't look like a homeless lunatic screaming about the blind people on a train.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you'd like. It is the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. I should remind you, we will be here live tomorrow night. And as we are on every Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve and Thanksgiving Eve and New Year's Eve, and we're live basically 365 days a year here on Free Talk Live. So if you call in tonight, that's cool. You can bring up anything. Maybe you're busy tonight. You want to call in tomorrow. It really doesn't matter when you want to participate with the show, because we're always here, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 days a week. Tonight, the we is me, Ian.
And Chris Cantwell.
ChristopherCantwell.com is his website. We're going to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, we can talk about Ferguson. There was something else that I thought was neat to highlight about Derek Jay's hearing today that we didn't get a chance to do when he was in the studio with us.
Yeah, there was a lot of laughs today in the courtroom, and it is an interesting case that I would have liked to have paid more attention to, so maybe we'll try to come back to that.
There's a lot that we can, of course, talk about. You can bring up anything, and you will do that here in a moment, but first I want to let you know about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's coming up next year. Mark and I were there this year, the very first one that happened earlier this year. Next year, 2015, it's March 28th and 29th. It's going to be in downtown Austin this time. So last time it was just outside of Austin, which, you know, the hotel was nice, but the location was kind of out in the middle of nowhere. This is going to be right in the heart of downtown, the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. So I'm excited about the new location. It's going to be loaded up with the best and the brightest speakers, the latest exhibitions in Bitcoin. They'll also be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. Now, in order to sort of cancel out some of the best and the brightest speakers, they've also invited the entire Texas legislature to allow them to see firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. The Texas Bitcoin Conference will prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, this is going to be the place to be. And if you've never been to a Bitcoin conference before, this is a great one to go to. I thought it was really good last year. March 28th and 29th. And there's also a kickoff event happening on the 27th. If you get into town early, you can go and get registered over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Grab your tickets there. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com. And Free Talk Live is slated to broadcast live from the event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there. TexasBitcoinConference.com, March 28th and 29th. Let's go to the phones to Jimmy. He's in Arizona and on via Skype. Hello, Jimmy.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's been a while since I called y'all. I've been busy.
Sorry, you don't have to apologize. We're here. Go ahead.
Well, I'm the executive producer of a five-minute YouTube video that my wife Milford's making, and it's called The Joy of Breastfeeding Your Pets, and it's it's wonderful. Hey, so I got a problem, as usual, you know. Me and Pugnacious Pete.
You mean the guy who just called in from California, the super religious street preacher?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's a great – he is has a wonderful personality.
The homeless lunatic who yells at people on the train.
Yeah. Well, me, Pugnacious Pete, and James from Arizona, we're going on a nationwide nut-kicking tour. And, yeah, laugh at it, Christopher Cantwell.
A nut-kicking tour.
Yeah, yeah. We want to kick just – nuts, you know, and spread the word of Jesus about peace and love while kicking people in between their legs.
Is that because people are likely to call out for Jesus if they get kicked in the nuts?
Well, yes. We want to make sure that they're calling out for Jesus no matter what we're doing to them, kicking them.
I'm very concerned about the misandry here, okay, because it seems to me that you are targeting men, sir, and to target people because of their gender just seems so inappropriate.
Oh, no, we'll kick women, we'll kick transgenders, we'll kick animals. It doesn't matter. We don't discriminate.
Now, we heard earlier
you're
going to
breastfeed your pets and then you're going to kick them?
Well, I can't breastfeed. I've tried. It's difficult. But James
leaving
really
that to Milford. Now, look, we had Pete on a moment ago, and he said he was trying to build a YouTube channel. Apparently, he needs some help with this. It sounds like your wife, Milford, she's got that down, so maybe you could help him out, and while you're doing the nut-kicking tour, you could kind of help him make a YouTube channel so he can put some of his street preaching online.
Yeah, and this is scary, because we bought us one of them VW vans, you know, to go on our tour with.
Yeah.
Now, as y'all might know, Christopher Cantwell posted a bunch of pictures of himself nude on the internet.
And, there was only one that I know of, at least, Chris. Was
I'm sure there's a few Photoshops now.
Pete has that picture posted up in the van. I don't know why, you know. It's weird.
It's to remember the demons. The demons are always around you.
Demonic spirits. And I've caught James. Eyes.
I've caught James staring at me awkwardly, and it's starting to get uncomfortable. And
does he look like he's mentally undressing you?
Well, salivating and mentally undressing. And well, laugh it up, boys. I'll tell you what, we're bringing the nut kicking tour there.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, give us a call. You can talk about kicking people in the nuts for Jesus.
I think Dave in New York is going to feel left out. Dave, tell me you are upset because you are not going to be part of this nut kicking tour. I mean, Pugnacious Pete, Jimmy from Arizona, James from Arizona, they're all getting together. They left you out, buddy.
No, I really don't care about what your previous callers had to say. First of all, I want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. I don't know if you guys are
going to
be on the air tomorrow night. I don't know if you guys are going to be on the air tomorrow night. I really don't
know. Will be, actually. We'll be live.
My friend Nickelhood called in, last week about me, and I want to, rebuttal about it.
Okay, this is the guy who, for listeners who are new to the show, Dave in New York has been calling for quite a while, and Nick, this guy called in from, I think it was Boston, saying that he's been sort of following your exploits, Dave, online since about a decade ago, 8 years or something like that, and that he found you originally on a Howard Stern message board, and that ever since then he's been sort of following where you go and watching you stir up trouble on various different forums and then complaining when trouble comes your way because, you know, you tend to be upset about how people treat you online, but yet when anybody goes and actually observes how you behave, Dave, that you do not behave well towards others online, and so it's not a surprise that people also treat you poorly in response. So go ahead. That was kind of the summary of what Nick's call was previously. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I want to rebuttal. First of all, I do not live in a battered women's shelter at all. No, I do not, because you had mentioned that, and I just want to pointly clear that out. I do not live in a battered women's shelter.
Did you live in a battered women's shelter at some point?
Are you a battered
woman? No, I did not. I never did.
And I thought you said that on one of your videos.
Second of all, he said something mentioning about that that's hard for me to make friends. I have plenty of friends. I have plenty of friends, including Nick from Boston. He is my best friend.
Why would your best friend come on national radio and basically indict you as a welfare, sort of a welfare whore?
Because it's hysterical, I think. That would be the explanation for it.
I have never been on welfare. Never been on welfare.
Didn't he allege you were on welfare?
The what?
Didn't he say you were on welfare?
Were you ever abused by a woman?
No, I was never. I have never been abused by a woman. Never.
Because I mean, it happens all the time.
By a woman.
Yeah, I've been abused by women my entire life.
You're lucky, Dave.
Maybe you have.
You're a really lucky guy.
Your mom didn't spank you.
No, she never did. Never did. I've always been the most perfect child ever.
Adorable. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight.
Such a good boy, Dave in New York.
855-450-FREE.
Never incurred mommy's wrath.
855-450-3733. We've got time for you. And we've almost checked all of the regular trolls off the list here tonight.
We need some new trolls.
More
call in.
It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're here live. You can call in. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And bring up anything that's on your mind. Ferguson, we still have yet to talk about that, and that, I think, is definitely obviously an issue because the protests continued last night, from what I understood. I don't know if there was as much rioting, but there was definitely some from what I've heard in the news reports. I don't know how many fires were set last night, but the first night was pretty crazy. The toll-free number here, if you maybe were down there in Ferguson, you want to share your experience, you're welcome to do that here. You can also bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, a little bit more from the courthouse today where we were, you and I, Chris Cantwell, and several other liberty activists in the Keene area came out this morning for Derek Jay's hearing. It was not a trial. It was. It seemed as though it was a trial, but it was a hearing.
Yeah, a hearing on the merits of denying him his pistol-slash-revolver license, which is the legal terminology here in New Hampshire for your concealed carry permit, as what most of us, most of the country would call this.
So we can talk more about that here in a moment. If you care about online privacy, you need ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. I was using ProXPN today in the courthouse. They've got a very restrictive Wi-Fi access point. Now, they didn't used to have an open Wi-Fi point at all, but they did just recently add that. But it's highly restricted. Like, you know, you couldn't possibly go to freekeen.com, Facebook, you know, there's all kinds of sites that are locked down. And so when I connected to ProXPN, it got me around all that. That's one of the things that ProXPN can do for you, especially with their premium account. ProXPN encrypts your data connection. See, the other thing with the web connection that I was on at the courthouse is just completely insecure. I mean, they give you a warning right up front. Yep, we can read your data that you're sending through our network.
Yeah, we're giving you this specifically for the purpose of being able to read your data.
Yep, so...
It doesn't work that way when you use ProXPN.
Because they encrypt what you're doing online. So whoever it is that your service provider, whether it's a coffee shop, the courthouse, your ISP at home or at work, none of those guys are going to know what website you're visiting. And right now, they could be logging those sites. They could be logging the search terms that you enter. You get ProXPN, it stops all that. And you can do it with their free account just to test it out over at proxpn.com/FTL. But when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can even privately torrent with ProXPN. And in fact, when you connect to their Netherlands server, that gives you the best privacy protection, from what I understand, as the Netherlands has the best kind of laws as far as protecting privacy of internet users and people who might be using things like torrents. So ProXPN also allows you to get around regional blocks of websites. It's pretty useful, and it's pretty affordable too when you use our discount code FTL50. That gets you 50% off the price of the annual account, breaking the price down to around $5 per month. That's code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. Or pay with Bitcoin and save even more on that annual account. You get 62% off if you pay with Bitcoin and use code FTLBTC. Now, go to proxpn.com/FTL. You get it all with a risk-free money, 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but your privacy. ProXPN.com/FTL. And again, you can start for free. And when you're ready to upgrade, use promo codes FTL50 or FTLBTC and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Mitchell on the line listening in North Dakota. Mitchell, where are you in North Dakota tonight?
Grand Forks.
Welcome, sir. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
What do you know about the Netherlands?
What do I know about the Netherlands? It's cold.
No.
Well, then tell us something about
it, all the
then.
Time. I get mail all the time that I've won money.
And you get mail all the time. And what's that have to do with the Netherlands? Is it from the Netherlands?
Yes, sir.
Is you get physical mail, like in the mailbox, or do you get email?
Physical mail. I don't.
Okay. Because I get all this email from Nigeria, and they want me to use my bank account to receive millions of dollars from a rich king.
Is it a similar scam? I mean, is it a similar thing where, like, they tell you they need to get your bank account information?
My 5-year-old grandson died last February, and ever since then.
I already hear that.
Cancer.
Ever since then.
Ever since your 5-year-old son died, you've been getting notices from somewhere in the Netherlands saying you've won money?
All over.
From all over the Netherlands or all over the whole world?
It's
really hard to get information out of you, Mitchell. I'd just like to let you know. It's like we're pulling teeth here to get you to tell your story.
But
yeah,
what
I feel like pulling teeth. Like, I want to pull my teeth out from listening to him. I don't...
Mitchell,
what do you know about
the
Netherlands?
All right. You're repeating yourself now.
What do you know about calling a radio show? Oh, my God. I'm going to have to, like, write a primer on this.
Thanks for the call.
You have to have your thoughts together. You don't ask us how we're doing. You just say stuff.
I mean, what is a bizarre... It's just a bizarre call. Like, I don't know about this. He's getting claims he's won money from the Netherlands, so he decides to call talk radio and ask what we know about the Netherlands.
Right. It doesn't sound like he's terribly familiar with the program. He would think that this would be really interesting.
As though, like, you know, we've heard the stories out of the Netherlands about the scams that are going on.
Did you hear about all that free money that's coming from the Netherlands?
There's scams going on everywhere in the world. And so, yeah, that's news to me if I believe what he's saying. And it doesn't sound like he's really too with it in life.
Maybe that's what happened. I mean, maybe he just, like, doesn't know how to read. And he actually got emails from Nigeria. And he doesn't understand the difference between snail mail and email and all of these different things that he's completely screwing up. Maybe that's what happened.
Mark Edge is on with us here, normally in the studio. But
welcome to the program, Mark. It's good to have you with us.
He didn't want to slide into
doing your job right now.
He didn't want to slide into a snowbank tonight on his way to the studio. So what's on your mind, dude?
I'm just wondering, has there been a normal person that has called this evening?
That's a great question.
Just back to the back wackos.
Are you kidding me? We can't even find normal people to host the show.
You know, there was the guy who called earlier, Rich. I would say Rich in Montana was fairly kind of typical, you know, talk radio caller. He was all about gun rights and all that.
The Constitution.
I found Rich to be the most sort of normal of the callers, but I found it amusing that he kept using the ad hominem attack as "you're wrong because you're liberal."
Yeah, and
calling me a liberal is a really hysterical thing.
And then asked you to logically pick apart why the Constitution was, you know, logically and intelligently pick apart why the Constitution was, you know, had gone awry or whatever, this government of the Constitution. I just found it very interesting that, A, he uses a logical fallacy, and then, B, demands that you guys act logically. It was, you know, amused me.
Well, that's exactly what makes him typical, though, right? Because he's got the whole logic thing completely out of whack, and then he's... you know, asking for an explanation from his talk radio.
Right. If somebody says something they disagree with you on, then they must be a liberal.
Right, exactly. And then the liberals are all calling me a right-winger, too, of course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's only a matter of time, right? Because if you've been on Free Talk Live now enough. Congratulations, Chris. You finally made it. Someone called you a liberal here on the air. It happens all the time. You know, we're on some nights, we're on progressive talk stations. Like Saturday night, we've got a big progressive talker on in Madison, Wisconsin, which is a huge progressive town. And then, you know, of course, we're on plenty of conservative talk stations as well. So it can happen in the same night where we'll have somebody call and accuse us of being liberals, and then someone else will call and accuse us of being conservatives, which, of course, neither is true. But that's what they're used to hearing on talk radio. It's either you're one side or the other, and, you know, we're outside of that box. Mark, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, we just need there needs to be a new insult for libertarians. I mean, you know, like, I don't know. Yeah, next something that because this
man-child
liberal thing isn't working.
Well, it doesn't. Let's see. So there are some insults, right? The other talk show hosts have some of them. Doesn't Michael Medved have one? Like libertards or libertarians?
Yeah,
what's he call them?
Libertardians is what I hear a lot. You know, during the Ron Paul campaign, it was everybody was being called a Paulbot. What's the lolbertarians, okay. Like LOL is the
losertarians.
Losertarians is,
yeah,
another one.
Losertarians.
Is that Michael Medved? Is that his?
Yeah, that's Michael Medved. Yeah. It's losertarians and with Harry Clown.
And then there's, you know, there's like creepertarian, but that's something that we more lob at each other, you know.
Hey Mark, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Listening at the household tonight, snowed in with the family. 855, 450-FREE. And you can take control of the airwaves. I am snowed in with you, Chris Cantwell, but we will not be snuggling later. I'm sorry to announce.
Damn shame.
There's more coming up here in, well, for the right price.
I got some Bitcoin.
We could talk. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. pills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like by dialing in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And this die-hard right-wing progressive, Christopher Cantwell.
You have to explain yourself now, Chris Cantwell.
We got
a total inside joke.
We have the Skype. You can Skype us at lrn.fm if you want to give us a call there and give us some better audio. But sometimes people decide to use the instant messenger as like a place to post a blog post or something like that. These long screeds for lunatic callers like James in Arizona, who decided to chime in and say that we were, amongst other things, a bunch of diehard right-wing progressives,
which went
very well with the guy calling me a liberal just before and other people calling us right-wing religious nuts and all of the different things that people get confused with when you break out of their ridiculous left-right political paradigm and try to explain to them that their neck has a boot on it.
Yeah, I'd say you sum that one up. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, we can talk about Ferguson, because I watched some of it go down via live internet feed on, Monday night, I guess, when the S hit the fan out there, and it was pretty crazy. Let's go to Adam first, though, listening in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
My condolences.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Me and my girlfriend were thinking about moving up to New Hampshire, more specifically Keene. I wanted to ask if you guys had any advice.
My advice would be to escape that place without undue delay. Stop asking questions and leave. I mean, what are you doing? If you're a listener to this program, if you care about your freedom at all, and then you're like, I don't know if I want to go to New Hampshire, you're a lunatic. What are you doing in Massachusetts paying taxes and being disarmed?
I'm going to college here, actually. I'm about to finish up here pretty soon.
Well, we have colleges here, too.
Well, I have college. Most of my family is back here. I got out of the military and moved back here just to be close to the family. I missed them for a while. I was down in San Diego. And
out of the frying pan into the fire. Look, welcome. I'm glad that you're considering moving. Chris is just poking a little bit of fun. Obviously, we would love to have you come up here and, you know, bring along as many liberty-oriented folks. Is your girlfriend also freedom-friendly?
Ever since I started turning her on to the radio show.
Cool, cool. Yeah, I mean, so when do you get out of college?
After the spring.
Okay, yeah, it'll come up. That'll be here before you know it. I mean, this is a good time then to take that time frame and, you know, work an extra job or something like that and say, I don't know what your finances are, obviously, but a good idea when you come to New Hampshire is to have a little bit of savings in the bank, a little bit of Bitcoin or whatever you can have to sort of shore yourself up financially, because while some people have made it work coming here with next to nothing, there are, you know, other people who that didn't work for them. So it's good to have a little bit of a nest egg.
Searching around, Monster and stuff. I've seen a couple jobs that would be pretty good for me.
What kind of field are you in?
Well, I'm going to college right now for geochemistry, but I have a strong background in electronic technician kind of maintenance.
Okay, so you're making bombs then? All right.
No. I used to
Breaking Bad.
My job in the military is my main. Selling point. I used to.
Yeah, I don't think that your military job is going to go over well here.
No, I was a maintenance electrician on a carrier for a nuclear plant.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely power plants and things like that. New Hampshire is one of the better job markets. It's actually, I think it has the lowest unemployment in the entire Northeast, from what I understand. One of the lowest unemployment rates of all of the United States.
That's funny, because I know these people who are always screaming, get a job at people.
And, there's plenty of jobs in New Hampshire and lots of opportunity, especially for business owners to come in here. I was reading something the other day that I guess there was a comparison between office space being done between, I don't know if it was Worcester, Mass, or wherever it was, somewhere in Mass, and then versus Manchester, and it was like $50 a square foot in Massachusetts and $10 a square foot for the same facility in Manchester.
You know what I think would be awesome? So Adam had mentioned that he had worked in something nuclear. You know, I think it would be awesome if he came and built like a civil disobedience nuclear power plant.
Well, they're going to actually shut one down across the river in Brattleboro, Vermont.
I had a few friends that I worked with who they worked over there. I came up to visit them. They actually lived in Keene and commuted over there. I came and visited them a few times, and that was kind of my first experience up in Keene.
Keene is, I believe, within the fallout radius of this particular location. And
better get Adam over there real quick, fix that up.
So the hippies have been working to shut down this plant for years, and they finally got what they were looking for, and so they're going to be shutting that thing down. So, you know, you were joking about
it. Give more money to the oil companies. I'm sure they're going to feel much better about that and chop down some trees and do all the wonderful things that they're going to do to not have nuclear power.
Well, you know, you were joking about it, but if you really were serious, there will be an abandoned nuclear facility here at some point.
All right, that's it. We're going to homestead the nuclear power plant without them and
boot it back up. Get some uranium.
I'm going to college for geochemistry, so I think I might be able to fuse the two to help them try to.
What is geochemistry as opposed to like Breaking Bad chemistry?
Geochemistry is basically the chemistry of dirt and being able to like test soil samples and
so you're gonna what, grow marijuana or
you can do anything with chemistry, honestly. It's pretty much the science of everything.
Hey, Adam, any other questions you want to throw out there about life in New Hampshire? I mean, obviously, you were right across the border, so it's not hard for you to know what it's like up here.
You should have been at Keenvention, bro. You know.
I tried to make it. It's just I couldn't make it. I felt really bad about it.
Too busy paying taxes, I bet.
Adam, we'll see you up here when you get here. Thanks for the call tonight. It's a fine idea.
I don't know why I kept breaking his chops. I was just having fun with this. Sorry, Adam.
Scare this guy away. No, we need people. I thought it was lighthearted enough. You know, in the beginning of the call, suggesting, what the hell are you still doing in down there? And that's really the question. I mean, if you are not in New Hampshire and you love freedom, then really you need to start making plans. I mean, because already the activists that have moved here into New Hampshire, the about over 1,000 people who've made the move thus far, These people are making a big impact here. It's actually, freedom is, you know, a possibility here, unlike in a lot of places, Massachusetts, Illinois, you know, you name the state. It's behind the ball as far as overall freedom is concerned compared to New Hampshire.
Yeah, I got a call from a guy in California the other day who actually, like, found my phone number in some way that I did not, like, approve of. He's just some, like, reader who managed to track down my personal cell phone number. And he's asking me about moving here. And I'm like, well, you know, if you care about freedom and you're in California, what do you need to talk to me about New Hampshire for? Like, stop paying all these stupid taxes. Stop being disarmed and dealing with all the regulations of your business and just come here, you know, and people want to, I don't know, make a big fuss about it. And I can sort of understand it, right? Like, it's a big deal to, you know, pick up your life and move, but don't ask me, are you going to have a better quality of life here than in New York or Massachusetts or California? I mean, seriously, you understand that freedom is a valuable thing. You understand that people prosper when they're free. And then you're asking me about your quality of life when you come to a place where you don't have all these restrictions on your life. No, you're going to be better.
Share your thoughts here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Chris Cantwell, did you observe any of the Ferguson madness as it was going down?
I didn't tune into any live feed. I tuned into a live feed, but it was dull when I saw it. But I did see some Vine videos on Twitter of bottles being thrown, cars being flipped. I saw some images this morning of businesses being burned down. There were some hysterical memes I was very upset about, you know, Twitter being all racial about the thing, but then of course there's the backlash to that, which is the racist memes and stuff like that, which I did get a pretty good laugh out of. People were saying things like, "Hey, nobody's gonna waiting for them to go burn down the KFC or something like that." Oh, geez. So it was pretty funny, but you know, that's what I was observing.
They were there was a lot of fires being set. A number of businesses were broken into. There was looting going on.
There's a picture of a pile of bricks, and it said gift certificates good at any store in Ferguson, Missouri.
People were robbing the Dollar Tree.
Robbing the Dollar Tree? Like, yeah. How desperate, how screwed up. I mean, the Dollar Tree, bro. I mean, if you load up your hands, you wouldn't be able to take bail money out of there with you if you emptied out the store, yeah. You morons.
Oh. It's so sad. It really is. And, you know, the wisdom of crowds, the mob violence. I mean, people, they don't get smarter when they're in groups. I don't know if you've noticed. I mean, there's certain things that people will do when they're in large numbers that they might not do otherwise. And
that's an interesting thing that you sort of bring up. And I sort of went into this with Rapture on some garbage podcast where we were talking about the Keene State College riots, right? That, you know, I saw a thing on Netflix, and I don't know if it was the Discovery Channel or Nature something or other, that they were talking about swarms, the gathering. And they were talking about how just certain animals run in, you know, schools of fish, yeah, and flocks, sure, of birds. And the way that the flock communicates with each other to move as one and stuff like that. It was kind of crazy, and, you know, people obviously have some amount of that in their nature.
Some of it. We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.